Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What's going on, y'all? Good morning on this day, Wednesday, December 11th. This is your Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on for the day. It's your man, James Jackson, on a hump day Wednesday. Thank you for starting your day with me and the Sixers on this Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update. I do have to apologize for my absence yesterday. Ran into some technical difficulties with my computer, my laptop, and everything. I was planning on getting you guys a morning podcast episode yesterday, and then as technology would have it, it had other plans, and then I had to, you know, kind of get on with my day, was unable to get to it. But we get back and we make up for it today, and I'm back with you guys. So thank you for tuning in. Your man, James Jackson. Follow me and the podcast on Twitter if you can, at JimmyJ23 for myself, at Clap Your Hands Pod for the podcast. Sixers are winners of four out of the last five. Things look like they're starting to turn a corner and get better for the Sixers. And we are here breaking that down in every step of the way as we do. So make sure you're keeping it locked between the podcast, myself, Elliot, and Jack, to make sure you're staying up to date on all good things Sixers. It may be a little bit quick one today because Sixers land has been, you know, kind of quiet, kind of stagnant for the last 2 days, which I don't think any of us will complain about. After what we've gone through, what we've had to deal with in just a little over a month of the season, I think we will all warrant some peace, some quiet, some uneventful days in Sixers camp. And that's what we have. So for today's daily podcast, I'll go over the schedule, scores from around the league, teams that we should be paying attention to, injury news, and then some regular news as we get out of this daily podcast today. So the schedule is, as the schedule has been for the whole week, one game this week for the Sixers. They play Friday night at the Wells Fargo Center against the Indiana Pacers. So the Sixers now will go for what will be their eighth win of the season, 7-15 right now. They do have a win earlier this season against Indiana. If you remember, that was the Tyrese Maxey explosion game. He came out and had a great game. They had a comeback win against the Indiana Pacers, 118-114 earlier this season. That was 45 points that Maxey put up in that win. And that was the first time that we saw this season. Okay, Mad Max is here. The next step that we look for him to take, that was the glimpse of it we saw in the Indiana game. We'll see if he can do that again, and if the Sixers can get out a win against Indiana on Friday night. Like I said, at home, 7 o'clock tip-off. Mark your calendars, set your schedules. Make sure you're there and tuned in for the Sixers game as they try to beat the Indiana Pacers. Let's go to some scores around the league, some teams that we should keep an eye on. It was NBA Cup quarterfinals night last night in the NBA. So there's only one team the Sixers really have their eye on this season that was playing. That was the Milwaukee Bucks. They advanced to the NBA Cup semifinals with a win over the Magic last night. You know, the Bucks were the winners of East Group B. The Magic were the wild card in the Eastern Conference. So they squared off against each other. The Bucks were able to get that win in a good game against the Magic, too. Giannis having another amazing game. Nothing surprising there if the Bucks win. Giannis goes off 37 points, 7 rebounds. He also added two steals and 4 blocks too. So stuff in the stat sheet. He wasn't alone, no. Damian Lillard had 28 points and 9 assists in the win. So the Bucks, you know, it seems like forever ago that people were really questioning the Bucks and Doc Rivers and if they really knew what they were doing going through this season. They seem to have quieted that noise, at least for the interim, at least going forward. And if they get and win an NBA Cup championship, I'm sure they will quiet a lot of that noise that was talked about earlier this season. You do have to feel for the Magic, though, who are now playing without Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Franz Wagner on the 7th, so last week, was diagnosed with the same injury as Paolo Banchero, weirdly enough. They're both are now sidelined with a torn right oblique. So that is indefinitely for Franz Wagner. They don't have a timetable for his return right now. They don't really have a timetable for Paolo Banchero's return. He just keeps hinting at him being able to come back on the court sooner than later, or sooner maybe than expected. So that's what the Magic are having to go through for the injury history. And if what the Sixers have to go through, you have to empathize with the Magic, who are now down their two best players and are still in the thick of it in the Eastern Conference. Like, they have put themselves in a position to contend in the Eastern Conference, and now they got to go to battle without their top two players for the foreseeable future. So we'll see how the Magic do with that. But the Bucks get the NBA Cup win, go to the semifinals. They await, I believe the Knicks are playing tonight in the other end of the Eastern Conference for the NBA Cup. So they will see who is the winner of those games. Yes, the Knicks and the Hawks tonight for the other NBA Cup game. So they will await the winner of that game. Injury news, not much to update you on. The Sixers had yesterday and Monday off. So there's nothing came out of practice or no updates from that end. As of now, Kelly Oubre is still listed day-to-day with his left arm injury that caused him to exit Sunday's game right before the final buzzer against the Chicago Bulls. So we will see how Kelly is progressing with that left arm injury. Like I said, a whole week off of games, so maybe that gives him time to rest and be ready for Friday's game. Adembona is still on the injury report too, dealing with his knee injury. He did not play on Sunday against the Chicago Bulls, so we'll wait for that. We really know the big announcements this week. We'll wait to hear from PG and, most importantly, Embiid after how they're feeling after this weekend against the Bulls. We know last time Embiid played, took him about a week and some change for the swelling in that knee to go down and him to be ready to play again. So we'll see if he's ready to go. Paul George is never a guarantee that he's ready to go as well after 2 bone bruises in the span of a month this season. So like I said, a whole week off. Hopefully that gives them adequate time to rest and they can be back and ready to go at the end of the week to be ready for that Indiana Pacers game for the Sixers. But that's how the Sixers injury report looks right now. If they practice later today on Wednesday, we should have some different updates and seeing how people were doing. But as of now, that is what that is the outlook for the Sixers' health and their season right now. There's no crazy news, nothing breaking to talk about for the Sixers, but I do want to point to a Tim Bontemps article that he released a couple of days ago. It was actually right after the win against the Chicago Bulls on Sunday. after, you know, the Sixers win against the Bulls, this was about Joel Embiid too, and him kind of continuing to open up about his knee and his injury this season. He opened up about what's been going on this whole season with his knee injury. He was asked what the last couple of months have been like with the dealing with that knee injury, and Embiid answered simply depressing, right? That was the first word that came out of his mouth. He just said depressing. Right. He then went on to elaborate and said, quote, just trying to figure it out. There's no injury. Just between the swelling, we've got to figure it out. That's it. I've been saying it for the last few months. It's been extremely depressing. It's something that hasn't been figured out and extremely annoying because I would love to play every single game. So the highlight sentence right there, right, for Embiid is there's no injury. It's just between the swelling. Now, I don't know how much I really believe that, how much merit I put in that. I don't think we'd have this much trouble getting on the floor or this much trouble at the start of training camp and the start of the regular season if this wasn't an injury, right? Like something that is prohibiting you from being 100% this long and flares up time after time after time is an injury. Right. You are, to me, you're still recovering from an injury. And that injury won't let you get back to 100%. Right. Everything we're doing is in wake of the injury. But I understand what Embiid is trying to say, that the knee is no longer torn. You know, the knee is no longer damaged. Right. It just swells up, you know, whenever it feels like it, whenever he exerts himself, whenever he plays, that's what he has to get under control. That's not what's under control. So I do get it, right? But I do implore everyone to go read the rest of Tim Bontemps' article. It does kind of paint the picture of the rest of the beginning of the season, adds further context into what us as Sixers fans were experiencing, what Joel Embiid was experiencing earlier this year, right? So I know it's not stuff that may be new, but it's just great to get added context around the situation. But I did want to focus on the top part, what I just pulled out, because I do think this is a good opportunity for us to remind ourselves that players are human. $200 million price tag in the offseason or not, players are human. And the more we get removed from the drama that we started with this season, it does seem more and more unrealistic to me for any of us to think that Joel Embiid wouldn't want to play in every game that he could this season or isn't trying to do what he can to be on the floor and be available for the Sixers on a game-in and game-out basis, especially once we move towards the latter part of the season and the playoffs. It just doesn't – I just truly in my heart of hearts don't think that that's true. And I know that's hard to see when you're in the midst of chaos and he's saying he won't play back-to-backs and it looks like he's apathetic. And we have to remember that things weigh on people. And I know I've kind of spoken about this a little bit earlier in the season, but with great power comes great responsibility, right? But with great responsibility comes a lot of pressure. And with every movement Joel Embiid makes, it's a hyper, you know, a heightened reaction from it, right? He can't simply say I'm not playing because in the whole basketball world has something to say about it. People comment on him. They comment on his personal life. They comment on everything, right? And I know it at times it can seem like he doesn't care as much. And we're not a city to hold our opinions when we hear or see something we don't like. And we feel the need to speak. I understand it. And I don't expect us, nor do I really want us to change that way in a fan base. But we do have to remember that when we collectively either start a narrative or run with a narrative, we're talking about real human beings. We're talking about real people who are laying their body and stuff on the line. I get they get paid handsomely for it. But still people that go out there, put their body, their mental, other things on the line to go out there and try to win and play for us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right? Embiid cares. I really do think so. And the more things get said, the more it affects him. I just want us to remember that as we go on about our day, as we think about the Sixers, and we continue to root on and care about the Sixers. But that's all I have for you guys today in this morning Clap Your Hands pod. I told you that was going to be a little bit of a short one. I will be back tomorrow to continue to update you guys and break down Sixers basketball. But until then, I will see everybody in 24 hours.